Skeena MLA Claire Rattay is again criticizing the provincial government's approach to addiction and mental health, calling for an end to supervised drug consumption sites and renewed investment in treatment, recovery and enforcement programs. Her comments follow the province's appointment of former Vancouver Mayor and Canadian Senator Larry Campbell to a new leadership role focused on Vancouver's downtown east side. Announced September 29, the six-month position tasks Campbell with coordinating intergovernmental efforts on housing, healthcare, infrastructure and safety in the neighborhood. Rattay, the Conservative Party of BC's critic for mental health and addictions, dismissed the move, calling it another ineffective step in what she described as a long-standing pattern of failed policy. After the controversial firing of their last czar, they've appointed another one, but British Columbians are still left without answers, she said. The Ministry of Health said the previous contract was ended because public debate around the role had become a distraction from efforts to improve conditions in the downtown east side. While Campbell's role is centered on Vancouver, Rattay argued the issues at hand are province-wide. She urged the province to end taxpayer-funded drug consumption sites, and instead invest in real treatment, mental health supports, and recovery programs, alongside proper enforcement. In response, the ministry said overdose prevention services are just one component of a broader strategy that includes prevention, intervention, treatment, and recovery. As of July 1, 2025, the province has 3,780 substance use beds. Recent additions include new recovery centers in the Fraser Valley and upcoming involuntary care facilities in Surrey and Prince George. A ministry spokesperson said the Road to Recovery model, which provides coordinated addiction care from intake to aftercare, is being expanded across all health authorities. Other services include youth-focused foundry centers, mobile crisis teams, and the opioid treatment access line for same-day care. We know there is more to be done, the ministry said. We will continue to increase access and enhance the services people need to stay alive and get connected to care.